And you know, you brought up the issue of ER in the patient with HER2 positive disease. You referred earlier to Affinity, where it looked like the ER negative maybe got a little bit benefit. And that actually introduces the, well, first let me ask you about that. What is your take in general? Do you think that in general, people with ER negative, HER2 positive disease get a little bit better benefit from systemic chemo anti-HER therapy than ER positive? Or is it just the prognosis is different?
Well, in most of the trials that have been done, the women who have ER-positive, HER2-positive tumors have a better outcome overall than ER-negative, HER2-positive, because perhaps of the effectiveness of anti-estrogen therapy still in those patients. In the neoadjuvant setting, it's not that way. So in the neoadjuvant setting, ER-negative, HER2-positives have the highest rate of complete pathologic response, but of course that's not an evaluation that factors in the hormonal treatments. In the Affinity trial, both groups tended to benefit, though the lion's share was in the ER-negative, and I think that mostly is a matter of recurrence risk in the time frame that they showed.
Right.